The investment in health has been unprecedented in the last 4 years. 7.1 billion since 2019 extra. So don't be sort of saying no one cares or people have thrown it at all. No, that is not correct, Deputy. We need a reasoned, balanced, rational debate. Not just shouting and roaring and getting angry and accusing people of bad faith. That's a 51% increase in less than three years. That's an extraordinary investment. Now, yes, on emergency departments, there has been very significant pressures on emergency departments. But trolley numbers have come down by about 22% nationally. What is critical is patient flow within hospitals and discharge policies. And I know that CSHSE has been in touch with Cork University Hospital in respect of patient flow and discharges. And there's been some improvements in that. We saw at Waterford Hospital how locally approved and applied policies had a very effective outcome in respect of delays. No patient should be 100 hours on a trolley. And that can't be just apportioned to a national allocation of funding. There are, in my view, no elderly person should be 100 hours on any trolley. And there's issues there that are not just about national allocations of funding. And we do need reforms in how patient flow and discharge is managed. And in addition to that, we do need extra capacity. But we have increased ICU capacity by 25% since we came into office. And we have increased beds. And there's very significant capital proposals and projects in the pipeline for Cork University Hospital in terms of the surgical hubs, in terms of new paediatric unit. We've already had significant investments in that hospital in respect, and we need to do more. And we have received proposals in respect of a number of significant projects, including trauma, which we approved. And this government, for the first time, have a major trauma investment programme, which has included Cork University Hospital, along with the Dublin hospital, because Cork is the major trauma centre and one of the largest in the country from that perspective. So we will continue to invest. And just to say, Deputy, I mean, again, the OECD looked health at a glance report, comparing Ireland with other EU member states. We ranked second highest in the OECD for practising nurses per 1,000 population, and 12th highest for practising doctors per 1,000 population among 25 participating EU member states in 2021. And that figure has gone up since in respect. So we do need to have this debate in perspective. Very substantial resources have been allocated to health. The population has increased, I acknowledge that. But along and parallel with increased resources, we've got to consistently look at how we organise our hospitals and in terms of ensuring reforms across the board into the future.
Minister, I will say that you don't care. Because a government that did care would actually listen to what the ESRI says and says we need 1,000 more beds now. The Department of Health have a plan for those beds. The problem is that government made a decision, of which you're part of, not to fund those beds. There's no way you can slice that up or dice it or spin it around. You made a conscious decision not to fund the additional beds. And then you say nobody should be on a trolley for 100 hours. The reality is, in many of these hospitals, the bed capacity is simply not there, and you are making conscious decisions not to allow the department who've gone out to tender to actually ensure that these beds are in our hospitals in the future. So you can't have it both ways. You cannot have it both ways, because this rests on your shoulders. You've missed your targets in terms of trolleys. You've missed your targets in terms of waiting lists. You're blocking the funding for the additional beds the department wants to deliver. That is the reality of it. Professor Conor Deasy, not Sinn Féin, is saying that this is costing lives. Other professors are telling us that our hospitals are running at 300% capacity. On your watch, your hospital in your county is running that, and you tell us that you're doing everything. You're not. There is, what we need is a multi-annual plan. What we need is your government to allow the Department of Health to actually fund now, those Deputy, beds that are needed. You. What we need is your government to lift the recruitment embargo to ensure that the staff that are needed in our hospitals are actually recruited. That's a government that Time's cares. Up, Deputy, so I put please. It to the test, do those three things, and then I'll stand up and say, yes, this government does care.
First of all, your analysis is wrong, actually. You need a multi-dimensional approach to healthcare. You're falling into the old trap. it's all about tertiary hospital capacity for you. But actually, it's not. It's a important part of it. It's about building up community care. It's about building up primary care. I attended Ballincollig Primary and Community Care Centre 2 weeks ago. Fantastic multidisciplinary facility dealing with eye diagnostics and treatments, dealing with mental health treatment, dealing with chronic illness, dealing with a whole range of disciplines, which will prevent people in the first place.
Deputy Gould. Kindly. Do not disrespect the chair. Do not disrespect the chair. Will you please have the good manners to listen to the reply to the question posed by your acting leader?
It's a well-worn tactic to interrupt me every time I respond. There was very significant investment in Gronenbrauer also in terms of primary care and enhanced community care. Very significant investment. And we have to be very careful that we don't lose out on the huge momentum that has been built up in terms of community and enhanced care and primary care, because that ultimately helps you to keep patients out of emergency departments. Many patients can be treated through these services in a much more effective way, working in an integrated way with the hospitals and with tertiary care. And there's no question about that in terms of outpatient care, in terms of various treatments that can be done, and
thank
in terms
you,
of chronic illness.
We've
increased the number of beds by over 1,000. Now, CUH 2 or 3 years ago was a bit slow in making submissions on capital projects. There's new governance there now. The projects have come in. And I just want to say this to you, Deputy. You don't have to lecture me about Cork or investment at Cork Hospital. I was the Minister for Health. It's the only hospital on the ground that has a maternity hospital on site with a tertiary hospital because of the investments that I made over 20 years ago,
thank you
along with
much.
A lot more as
okay.
well.
Thank you. Please, Deputy.